Hello.
Hi there, good afternoon. Is it possible I can speak with Thomas McIntyre?
This is.
Hiya, darling. It's Billy calling back from MMA Legal. We arranged the call for around 11:30. I did try and contact you, but it went straight to voicemail. Are you in a position to speak right now?
Yeah, that's fine.
Perfect. So I'm just going to explain to you the way the procedure works and we'll take it from there. Is that okay with you, darling?
Yeah, that's fine.
So, before we go any further, I just want to reassure you that we're not going to be clutching at straws today to waste your time for no reason whatsoever. You will be due back your entitlement. Now, we don't require you to go and get any evidence or anything along those lines either, because we don't expect you to go through with that all again. We'll locate all of your documents and all paperwork and things like that, and as soon as we've done that, we base it off your statement, and then that way you'll be given an evaluation. Now, it would be wrong for me to give you any direct values right now, because each case is individually different. What I can tell you is that they do go up to, say, 100,000, 200,000, but the average at the moment is 48,000, just so we've got something to give you a look forward to. But we're not able to give you an actual figure just because we don't want to give you any false promises. But we can tell you 48,000, so you have got something to look forward to for the time being. Is that okay with you, darling?
Yeah, I understand.
Now, we've got it as Thomas McIntyre. Can I ask you, was you ever known as any other names within the care system, darling?
No, just Thomas Russell McIntyre.
Is Russell your middle name, darling? R-U-S-S-E-L-L?
Yes.
And could I please ask you for your date of birth, please, darling?
4781.
4/7/1981. Now, in regards to the documents, as soon as we locate your documentation, that's what we'll be basing your figure off. Now, I'm not too sure, have you ever had a copy of your own documents, darling? Have you ever seen your documents at all?
No, I've seen the social work when I've had reports for jail. They've had, like, my full file with them.
So, if it's something that you've never actually had a look at, we will always give you that opportunity if you would like it back. We'd never just send it out of the blue, because a lot of people would like that information and some wouldn't. But we will give you that option, so it will always be that would like a copy of his documents sent out.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Perfect, no problem. Can I also please ask you, Gary, your home postcode where you're residing at the moment, please?
It's Echo Hotel 7, 4 Quebec, Sierra.
Quebec, Sierra. And is that Dryden Gulch in Edinburgh?
Dryden Gate, Edinburgh, It's
12/7. Thank you so much for that. Let me just find it. Perfect. Let me just get that on the system. And was it the Edinburgh that you grew up in before you was placed into care, or was you always brought up in a different system, area, darling?
It was in the West Coast. I was born and raised in.
West Coast. Let me just get that down.
Yeah.
Thank you for that, just so we know which local authority to approach and things like that. Now, I understand it was a while back that you was taken into the care system. Do you know how old you was when you were first placed in the care, darling?
13 or 14.
Around 13 or 14. I'll put it as 13 just for now so we can cover that year for you.
Yeah.
And then we'll go from there. Around 13 years.
And it was then until I turned 16.
Until 16. Can I ask you, do you know why you were placed into care?
A lot to do with my family troubles and my behaviour, running away, and my stepmom used to batter me and stuff like that.
Sorry about that.
That's okay.
And could I please ask you, so instantly before you've obviously placed into the care systems, of course you've not been brought up or had the best experience at home as well, so automatically they should have been aware of that and give you the best curriculums and put you in the best places moving forward to help you grow. And unfortunately that wouldn't have been the case if you are making an application today. So before we go any further, that's already neglect straight away. Now could I ask you, darling, was it just you placed into care, or do you have siblings placed into care as well?
What do you mean?
So did they just take you into the care system, or do you have any brothers and sisters that was placed into care with you?
Oh, it was just me and family.
Just you, no problem, darling. Yeah. And what was the parent? What's your parents called?
My dad's the same name. And then I don't know if you were my biological mum or my stepmum or.
Was you brought up by your biological mum? The only reason I ask for this information is if we locate. Don't worry. I will keep your dad's name on there just for now. that's enough information that we require. It's just so if we do locate a Thomas McIntyre and they try to say, oh, we've got 10 Thomas McIntyres on the system, then we could turn around and say, well, this is the area he grew up in and this was his dad's name, and then that way...
Yeah, I can get the council and my dad's name and stuff like that. I know the local authority.
What was the local authority, darling?
Okay, Owen Butte.
Thank you for that. And when you were first placed into the care system, oh, before I go any further, should I say, obviously speaking to you, you seem like you're a happy, healthy person. Can I ask you if you've ever been diagnosed with any terminal illnesses or anything at all, darling?
Not terminal. I've been diagnosed with PTSD and borderline personality disorder.
Now, while this claim is ongoing, what we require from yourself, because in the most professional way, no one's there to question you or in any way, shape or form dispute this in any way, shape. We're here to make sure we don't accept anything less that you are entitled to. Now, with this claim ongoing, if for any reason the worst was to happen to you, is there anybody within your tight-knit circle, family, friends or even partner that you would be happy for me to get put as a beneficiary so this payment would go to them so you know that you still had some sort of justice?
Yeah, my best friend.
Best friend. What would their name be, darling?
Kevin. Surname Borthwick. Borthwick.
Borthwick. That is Borthwick. And you said his first name was Kevin. Is that correct, darling?
Yeah, yes.
Perfect. No problem there whatsoever. Now, could I please ask you, when you were first placed into the care settings, darling, was it the one place where they sent you to, or did you get placed in various different places over time?
I went into one home and I was there probably close to 9 months to a year, and then they moved me from that one to an assessment centre, and then from that one to the one that I was in for the longest. But I was in, I got
probably
kicked out of that, and they tried to place me in another one, but they refused me and sent me back.
Can I ask you the one that you went to originally, the 9 month one at first? Can I ask you, did you receive any sort of miscommunication in there, any neglect, any mistreatment? Do you feel like, just so I know,
yeah,
the places to kind of
get physically, like abused me, like always
mentally as well. So
like,
what I'm going to do is, can I ask
you, in a room and take your shoes off you and stuff.
What was the name of the first place where you were taken to, darling?
Dunkwater.
Could you spell that the best way you could for me, please?
Dunkwater.
Dunkwater, perfect. And was that a children's home, yeah?
Yeah, and that's in Dunoon. Dunoon.
Thank you for that. And
there's actually there's a big investigation with the Scottish abuse thing at the moment.
To be honest with you,
paper.
I've had a lot of conversations with people that have mentioned this place to me on a regular basis, and in the most professional way you can say it to you, you speaking up today is not only going to help your case, you're going to help other people the same way the people that I've had previous conversations with as well, theirs will be helping yours right now. So working together in the most professional way you can say it to you, we will make sure we get you that justice. So if I am correct, it was roughly around 1994 when you were placed in here, is that correct, darling?
Yeah, 1994, 1995 or two.
And then you was here for around 9 months, is that correct?
Yeah, and then closer, yeah.
And then after there, darling, where is it that you got taken to?
At Newfield Assessment Centre in Johnson.
Newfield, yeah. So I've had a lot about this place.
Mm-hmm.
And how long would you say you was here for?
Probably about 4 to 6 weeks.
4 to 6 weeks, no problem. And then after here, darling, where did you get positioned?
Kibble.
Again, that is a place which is very common. I'd say it's more common than anything else that I've spoken about. The Kibble. And how long would you say that you was in the Kibble for?
I was in there until I was 16, but during that 16? Time they did try and they kicked me out and sent me to St John's. But I was only there for like 2 days and then they took me back to the Kibble.
I'll get that noted down for you in a second when we go through to the Kibble statement. So what I'm going to do, darling, is just because when we go through these places, we file claims, so it won't be the case where we've got, you'll get individually paid out. It'll all come through as one payment, but we'll go for each and every place where you've been mistreated. So I'm just going to go on to Duncluther at the moment. And first of all, I'm just going to get here that she was very young and also confused with what was going on.
Yeah.
When you arrived, when at this place, was that when you first arrived there, did anybody settle you in or explain to you that everything was going to be okay and let you know what was going on?
No, not at all, really. Just kind of put me in my room and gave me a set of rules, and that was about it. The social worker I had at the time, he did actually try his help, but the amount of times that I've seen him, it wasn't. It's like, never enough.
I had it at this time. Trying to help me, but I've rarely seen him. And can I ask you, darling, when you was in Duncluther, was it the case where did they ever, the staff in any way, shape or form, use any force, restraint or hit you in any sort of way, darling?
Yes. I specifically remember one guy's name. Always did it every time he's seen me, pretty much.
What was that name, darling?
His name is Terry Stinson.
And was he kind of like ruthless in regards to the way you would hit and beat you?
Yeah, he would always put the in the restraint and like your hog tie you, your arms and legs and just physically abusing. It was just difficult fun out of it. And then they would put you in your room and lock you in your room or and then take your shoes off you so you couldn't run away.
Can I also ask you, while she was here, darling, was food always an option, or did you feel like it was something that was held against you as a punishment or anything like that?
What did you start that bit again?
Sorry, was food always an option while you was in Duncluther, darling, or was it ever held against you or anything like that at all?
I think it was always an option. I couldn't really. I couldn't tell you, to be honest. I can't remember.
Don't worry. Do you ever remember getting educated in here, darling? Did they send you to school or anything while she was here?
They sent me to my local high school, but I kept getting suspended. I think I was suspended like 25 times in 1 year. Mm-hmm. But they would never like escort you to it. They would just like tell you, oh, go to school and then come back.
So obviously, at being such a young age, being trapped there, it's affecting you not obviously just physically, it's also affecting you mentally as well.
Yeah, and things that some of the things you've done is just like mind-boggling.
Is there any other stories or any sort of memories from Duncluther that you would want me to get jotted down here for you, darling?
They locked me, or never locked me, but they put me in a room with another guy because they specifically knew that he was going to bar me and then left me to get barred. That was that Terry Stinson that done that. They put me in, I think the boy was like 15 or 16, or a really big lad, and put me in a bedroom to get barred. Probably because I was cheeky, but it still doesn't matter.
Yeah, either way, there's no excuse. No children should have ever been treated like that or felt unsafe. And it was a lot of things as well, that the staff would befriend the elder children, so they would pick on the younger children. And then, of course, they've got people working for them as well, which is not acceptable in any way, shape or form. Like I say, that's your first experiences of being taken away from home where you've not felt safe at home. Why on earth do they think that's acceptable to put you into a situation where you're, if not being treated, a lot worse than what you originally was? And most importantly, you've not got any correct curriculums there or anyone to tell you that everything's going to be okay and help you move on with your life. If anything, they're making you take 10 steps back by leaving you in them situations and impacting you like this. And like I said, it's not just the physical side of things.
I remember running away and the police catch me and said, okay, we're going home. And I said, you're not taking me again because I was sick of getting...
Another thing that disgusts people, You are caught off the police are running away, and you're going to the police now. Why on earth did the police think it's acceptable to take children back to these places after seeing them at the roadside early hours in the morning in their underwear and things like that? We don't question why that's happening or how they've got to that situation. And because, unfortunately, that's a money-making scheme. They all work with each other, unfortunately, and that's the way that the cookie did crumble, and they all worked with each other. People couldn't even cry out.
I remember one time I ran away, and then the kibble knew that I was just going to run away again, so they left me in the police cell for like 3 or 4 days before they came and collected
again,
me.
A young boy should not be left in the police cell for no reason.
I know, especially with that amount of time.
So that what I'm going to do, Dan, is I'm going to move on to the Newfield assessment. I'm just going to get down here. I was taking a place here. And when you arrived here, can I ask you, what was it like here? Was the children feral running around, or was the staff all right with you? Did they just pop you in your room?
It was like a dormitory I was in. There was like 5 or 6 other people, and it was like you were locked in it, like, majority of the day. All night, anyway. And I can't really remember. I think you get out, like, for an hour or so into, like, the like the living room kind of bit, but I can't really remember, to be honest. I was I was only a wee boy, and I was like in a wee town in like a big city with all people from like Glasgow and stuff. So I was intimidated.
Yes, we can't have stopped them.
Only from a wee seaside town, and then you go up to the big city.
And all of the obviously children are from different backgrounds and things, are from different areas, which is intimidating, especially with you being a young boy. Can I ask you here, was it the case, was he quite boisterous in here, these the other children? Was they quite fighting and things like that?
Newfield wasn't there that long. There was a few people, but I just kind of kept myself to myself for that time. Newfield was probably the best out of the three. But when I got to the kibble, it was like really constant fighting with Barton, staff constantly restraining people.
So what I am going to do is I'm just getting down to Newfield, of course. I'm just getting here that I wasn't provided the best curriculums or anything like that. And also, I just kind of left to myself and left alone with my four.
Yeah, that's when I was in the kibble when I ran away, and they left me in the cells for, I think it was 4 or 5 days. Because,
and I'm just getting down
again to the truth to come down out.
I've just got down for you when you was in Newfield. I've got down, like I said, it wasn't the best place you was, but it was the best out of the three. And most importantly, this is one place where you did feel quite secluded and quite lonely. You had a lot of time to think about what had been happening to you previously, which did affect your mental health side of things. Because I haven't just getting down how it had impacted
you over time. That was the first time I'd been out of my like hometown, because Dunclifford was in my hometown.
Let me get that down on here as well. So you've obviously just been pushed straight into the deep end, really, haven't you? With no resource or any guidance.
From the wee town into like big city.
And then after here, darling, you went straight into the kibble. This was the worst place.
Yeah.
Can I ask you, what is it like turning up here, darling? What do you remember from arriving here?
Arriving, extremely intimidated and scared. I was shown my room, told like basic rules, and then as I was going into the room, seen one boy getting like restrained. I can't remember the name they used to call it. Like when you pinned him down and get his arm off his back and stuff like that, like right outside my room. So that was like a picture of what was going to happen.
Yeah. And can I ask you in here, what was the staff like with you, darling?
Some of them were like basically just doing their job, but there was a few that were as if they didn't like me at all. There was one woman that didn't like me, and she had two other people that were in, like boys in the home, that always like protected her, and it was always like pat me and do things to me just because she said to him. And then there was two other guys that I remember their names that were quite as if I'm not a victim to them, but as if they got like a kick out of doing something to me.
Entertain.
Yeah, I can remember some of the staff's names too.
Was that the two boys that you're talking about now? Were they staff members, Galen, or were they children?
No, they were children that were doing it for a staff member.
What was their names?
The boys' names?
Yes, if you do remember.
One was called Ronnie Ferriot.
Do you know the other one's name? Don't worry if not.
Danny Smiley.
So I think I've had someone tell me about same situation with Danny Smiley previously. That name has been given to me before, yeah?
Yeah, he's a ginger-headed boy from Paisley.
Can I ask you, do you remember any staff names?
Yeah, I remember a few.
Can I ask you to give them me, if you can, please, darling?
Derek Young.
Again, I've heard of this person.
Jim O'Boyle.
Gemma Boyle.
Chris Collins.
Yep.
I'm trying to remember the woman's name.
Don't worry.
I think it was... Is it Eileen Kerr? She worked in my unit and she was from Linwood.
Did they ever use anything like anything to hit you with, like slippers, sand shoes, belts, or anything like that?
I got hit by a pool cue one night.
Sorry to hear that.
It's okay, we were all playing a pool tournament and obviously a bunch of boys got a bit angry, and then one of the staff members hit me right on the back of the leg with the pool cue. I'm trying to remember his name. He was from Liverpool. Tony, his name was. I just remember he's from Liverpool. Can't remember his surname.
Don't worry, that's great. That the information you've given us here, there's not going to be many people that work there from Liverpool called Tony, and that will help us narrow it down. Can I also ask you, Dallin, was food an option in here?
Yeah. It was restricted, though. It was only at a certain time. Like, if you were sitting there and you wanted a snack or something, you couldn't get it.
Can I also ask you, darling, while she was here, did they stop any family visits or stop you from having any sort of free time and things like that?
You used to, you could go home on, during the week or at the weekend, and there was a few times that they said they banned me from going home because it was punishment. Not that I wanted to go home, but they just said the option wasn't there. And the thing was, my biological mum lives in America, so there was at times where obviously I wanted to contact her, but I'd have to go to the main office to do a flight call, and they would always come up with some excuse why I couldn't go.
Sorry to hear that. But can I ask you here as well, darling, did they ever assist you to the showers and things like that, or say they have to help you shower or watch you shower at all, any of the staff?
When you were in the gym instructor, he always put in the shower room when people were showering. I'm trying to remember his name. He was about 6'6" and redhead and big, like, cyclist, big size guy, like Chris Hoy. And he was a gym instructor when I was there. You always get a weird feeling of him. Like his eyes were always on you.
Yeah. Could I ask you, I do need to ask the question, was you ever sexually assaulted within this place or in either of the places which we discussed today, darling?
No, one boy tried to, like, touch me up and came over, but I put a stop to it straight away. But the staff didn't blame me either, so...
Can I ask you, was any punishments in here? Did they ever lock you in any cupboards or leave you in the hallways at night time in the dark or anything like that?
They'd always lock me in the room and double lock the windows so you can take everything out of the room. Where, you know, you couldn't have anything, like take the radio or stuff like that.
Could I also ask you as well?
Bang the hell out the door to get to the toilet. Sorry, I interrupted you.
I'm sorry that I'm having you go through this, but the details that you are providing me is very, very strong, and the more information that I get from you will help your case. So I do apologise making you go in a lot of depth and detail here, and I do feel like I'm pushing my luck with it, not in a bad way, but just to make sure that I can do my very best for you. But if there is some things where I'm being a bit too much, just do not hesitate to say to me, right, that's enough of the conversation now, I've given you enough. So do not hesitate to stop me at any time you feel like you need me to, darling. I'm here for you, not for anybody else, okay?
Yeah. I've been talking to a person helping deal with childhood trauma, so it's quite fresh to get out, so I'm not doing too bad.
Well, throughout of it all as well, I'll always add you onto WhatsApp anyway, so if you want to track the claim or if there's anything that you forget to mention to me throughout of the process, if it dawns on you, you think, right, I think that should have been told. Do not hesitate to bob me a message over, even if it's just to have a quick 5 minutes chat. As soon as I've got 5 minutes there, I'll give you a call straight back. I mean, you don't need to go into detail about what's happened to you because you already know what's happened to you here. Even if it's just to calm you down, if you're reliving them situations or anything like that, bob me a message over. I'm no therapist, but I'll do my very, very best to make sure that you feel reassured that you're not alone in this. And I can reassure you through every step, we will make sure we guide you through everything. Now, can I ask you, is there any other stories which you think I should be aware of regarding the kibble? Or do you feel like you've provided me with the kind of an understanding of what you've had to deal with here for 3 years?
We're constantly, it's like, I don't know.
Bullying.
At the time of it, didn't think it as an abuse because they said it was the rules. But I always seemed to, like, get picked on. But I thought I did. Looking back, it's then two boys that done it for that woman. And then there was another boy that he was really big at the time. He was probably like 6'2", like really big. And he always used to like attack me, but they always said to put it down to his epilepsy or something.
No, it's not acceptable whatsoever. Or even for an example, call it having people disabilities, things like that. They know right from wrong, and if they know that someone's acting out in that way, then they keep them totally separate from the other children. Now, that is no excuse. Things like that would keep... If you as a naughty child refuse to go to school, you're taking off your children, taking off your parents and sending to the care system. If they treat you very well and you act like an angel and you're out of that care system 2 weeks later, that's money out of their back pocket. Whereas if they treat you a certain way and you're rebelling and running away and things like that, they have every reason to keep you there. And unfortunately, it's a money-making scheme what they did back then, and it's not nice that you have actually been a victim of that. And I can reassure you, I'm very afraid.
The one woman laying in the kibble, she used to sit there and actually watch the two boys, like, batter me and abuse me. And, you know what I mean? And she got, like, she always had this TV smile on her face. So she pretty much, like, done it herself, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
And then there's a few other members of staff that always, when they were, like, straining you or whatever, they always went too far for too long, like, too much. Instead of just holding you there, they would, like, have your arms all over the back and keep pushing until you're screaming and stuff like that.
Nice. Roll off the leather. Even just speaking to you now, I can tell that obviously you are an emotional person because you've obviously held it in for a certain amount of time. So you speaking to you understand it's a struggle for you to go back to this. So you definitely are dealing with PTSD and anxiety and things like that. You did mention earlier that you've been diagnosed with PTSD and borderline personality disorder. And this is something, and
this so put it down to childhood trauma.
I'll never ever forget what happened. And can I also ask you, do you struggle to build new relationships and trust people?
Yeah, 100%.
Trust people.
Very reluctant to open up to anybody.
Sorry to hear that you've had to deal with this. I'm going to make sure that I get this sent off for you right today. Now, what is going to happen is you have got WhatsApp, haven't you, darling?
Yes.
You have, perfect. So what I'm going to do for you is I am going to bob you a message over on WhatsApp. Now, what I require from you, darling, is a picture of your ID and proof of address. Have you got anything like a driver's license or a passport?
Yeah, I've got my driver's license. I've got both.
Perfect. Brilliant. Now, driver's license will be fine as your ID. Proof of address would need to be any letter dated to yourself within the last 3 months. We just need to make sure it's you, and obviously you're living at that address for any payout procedures. So I'm just going to send you a message over on WhatsApp. Would you be able to just go and take a picture? Would you be able to send that over to me? Whilst you're doing that as well, you will receive a text message that will come through. Now, what I need to explain to you, darling, is that you can apply for this without a solicitor, and you can also apply for this with basically a government-run scheme where they would advise they would provide anything up to £2,000 paid by the government for legal advice. And you can also instruct on a private agreement. Now, we work on no win, no fee. So if your case is unsuccessful for any reason, you will not be charged a single penny. And if the case is successful, at the very end, the legal team will take 20% to cover the work that they've done. Now, that will reassure you that they will get you the maximum amount. So for an example, if you've got £100,000, you would end up with 80 and the legal team would take 20. Is that okay with you, darling?
Yeah, that's fine. Have it all.
Now, that will reassure you. I know it's not about the money, it's about the justice, but in the most professional way I can say it to you, they will make sure they get you the maximum amount back. They won't settle for nothing less because the things you've been through is not acceptable whatsoever, and they will never, ever settle for anything less than what you qualify for. Number one, it's for your justice, and number two, it's the face of the company, so they will make sure they do their very best. Now, most importantly, Thomas, what I need to tell you, darling, is you may get a call over the next few weeks of this claim ongoing where the legal team from Scottish Redress most likely will say, right, we can pay you £1,000 up front now. Now, with that £1,000 that they offer to pay you, basically, it's tricked into an underpayment. So really, if you accept that, you won't be able to claim anything else, and they will try and do that as much as they possibly can because they don't want to pay out the full amount. Now, what I am going to do for you is I'm going to secure your account with a password. So if anybody does call you and you are a bit unsure on who you're dealing with or if they are actually the company that you should be speaking to, all you need to do is ask them for the password. Now, if they don't know the password that we've set with you today, just hang up the phone on them. And if they're anybody important, they will call you back and they will state the password that was set with you today. Now, is there any word that is memorable to you, darling, that you would like us to use as a password for you?
Yeah. Celtic.
Celtic, perfect. Funny story here. Is my family is all Scottish and I was a Rangers fan growing up. My granddad was Rangers and his sister was Celtic, so you can imagine what went down in that household. But yeah, but Rangers was the first football staff ever. To be honest with you, it's mostly Celtic fans that you get. So you can see one here. It's always Celtic, and when I've got to tell them that I'm a Rangers fan, they're never too happy with me.
No, it's all good fun. It's just some people are too bigoted and take it too far.
Yeah, but I do think that as well myself. And
they're
down in Manchester, it doesn't make any better. I mean, you're a Manchester United fan down here. Just stuck in the middle, aren't we? Let's get this down here for you. So we've got a password as here as Celtic. So if anybody does call you and they don't know the password that we set as Celtic, just bob the phone down on them. And if they are anybody important, darling, they will call you back and they will give you that password as Celtic. Now, just bobbed you a message over on WhatsApp. Would you be able to send your ID and proof of address over to that to me? And what I'm going to do is I'm just going to get your documents sent over to you on a text message now as well.
Okay, let me try and do that for a second. I just sent my driver's license if that worked.
Now, the letter, that's brilliant. The letter needs to be dated in the last 3 months. And will you make sure that it's a clear picture of the letter for me? Because any reason...
What, a council text?
That'll be perfect. That'll be absolutely fantastic. Council tax, you can't get anything better than that because it covers you for the full year as well. Whereas Scottish Greencross, every time the letter will go out of date, they'll try and knock it back because if there's any reason they don't have to pay out, they won't pay out. So we need to do everything as they require it.
Just a second while I take this picture.
Yeah, take your time, don't worry.
That's sent now too, if you can tell me if that works.
Brilliant, let me see if that's going through, darling. That is perfect, you can't get any better than that, thank you for that. Now, what I'm also doing, darling, is everything that I've just explained to you regarding the fee is going to come through to you on a text message now. Now, it won't be on WhatsApp, it'll be on a normal text message. And it will also have the statements that we've discussed on there today. So, retype everything we've discussed just to make sure I've got it in a professional manner and we can get that sent off for you. Now, everything will be on there, so feel free to have a read through that. But also on this document, when you click on it, it will be a little box. It'll take you straight to the box. And all it asks for is a squiggle with your fingers. We need a signature from yourself. And also...
Okay.
Now, why is that not come through? Give me a second. We've had some issues with the systems this morning, so I don't know if it's playing up. Let me just try and resend it to you. Give me 2 seconds, darling. If not, I'll have to give you a call back in 10 minutes once it's gone back up. I think we are having issues with that at the moment. I've just spoken with my colleagues and they've not been able to send their documents out. So it's been, it's not allowing people to send it out at this moment. So what I'm going to do, if it is okay with you, is I'm going to give you a call back in, say, 10, 15 minutes once the system's back up. As soon as I've got that return back, I can get your case put onto the system. Is that okay with you?
Yeah, that's perfect.
Now, I do appreciate your time today. Like I said, I am very sorry that I've had to get you to go into that topic of conversation and open a can of worms. So if there's anything that I can do to make your day a bit easier, if everything's playing on your mind, you bob me a message over. As soon as I've got the system up and running, I'll give you a call straight back and I'll get that submitted off today. And as soon as we do that, you should hear back from us within 7 to 10 days. And as soon as we've got your application number, you'll know that the case has been accepted and it's taken into the second stages then where we can go and approach the local authorities. Is that all right with you, darling?
That's fine.
No problem. Well, thank you so much for your time, and I'll give you a call back within the next 15, 20 minutes, darling, okay?
Okay, that's good. Thank you much.
Cheers. Thank you, darling. Cheers. Bye-bye.